What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
Blockchain, big data, Internet of Things, machine learning, AI. Everyone is talking about it, but nobody has any idea what they are doing, and we all think that everyone is doing it. So we all say we're doing it. What does this all really mean? How is this going to affect the world of commercial real estate? Looking for short and insightful explanations of the most talked about technology? I turn to Pigeon TV. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Phil Wilhelm, founder of Pigeon TV. Pigeon is a unique platform that provides their subscribers with insight from emerging technologies, along with opportunities to win ridiculously amazing prizes. Their original content is always succinct and always produced in a way that enables their subscribers to be immediately productive. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by SiteComply. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency and grow their portfolios and profits. To find out more, go to InCheckApp.com. InCheckApp.com to learn more. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. We're actually going to kick it over to Phil Wilhelm as our guest host today, where he'll bring us up to speed on all things Pigeon TV and introduce Pigeon's recent episode with Jeff Carson, a cloud solution architect on the Amazon Web Services platform. Take it away, Phil.
All right, Ryan, man, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on the Real Estate Innovators podcast. You know, I love what you created with this series because, number one, it's different. Number two, it's authentic. And I think it captures the essence of all the disruption and rapid innovation that's happening in a certain part of our economy. Now, some of your listeners out there, y'all might be wondering why I'm on this episode, given the fact that my company is in a completely different vertical. So here's the deal. I believe that every single company on the planet today is actually a technology company. So McDonald's, yeah, they are a tech company. REI, they're actually a tech company. CBRE, they are not a real estate company, in my opinion. They are actually a tech company. Real Massive, SiteComply, PinProps, Tinnabox, Skyline AI, Trust, Crexy, in my opinion, all of those companies are actually tech companies. I mean, I could keep going, Ryan, with more examples, but I think you get the point. And technology trends like mobility, analytics, AI, wireless LAN with location services. Some of these location services are down to 1 to 3 meters at this point. Other trends like machine learning, all of those are fascinating to me because of how quickly they usher in huge changes to established industries, you know, industries like real estate. So about a month ago, I left the executive team at a technology solution provider called SHI here in Austin, Texas. And I started a new unique platform called Pigeon TV. So that's PIJN.TV. At Pigeon TV, we exist to celebrate and enable the emerging IT ecosystem. And we basically do it through short video content that uses a cadence that we like to call watch, learn, and win. So each week, our subscribers tune in to watch a short video message on a relevant emerging tech company. And then they go on to answer just a few quiz questions. And then for the people that answer those questions correctly within the contest period, they are entered in a raffle drawing for a ridiculous amount of money. So a good example is our current episode here in early February when we're filming this podcast. And the prize money for that Pigeon prize raffle is all the way up to $1,500. So as the host of Pigeon TV, I am fortunate because I get to sit down with tech industry experts and have them provide simple explanations of technology trends. And I did that with a cloud solution architect named Jeff Carson, who you mentioned, and we kicked around the topic of machine learning. So Ryan, I thought it would be helpful and expansive for your audience if we played that short audio segment on this podcast.
Welcome to Pigeon TV. I am your host, Phil Wilhelm, alongside my friend, Jeff Carson. And we're going to talk about machine learning today because pretty much every person on the planet is talking about machine learning. Before we get to that, Jeff, you want to give a quick intro by way of title?
Sure. So I'm solution architect, primarily focused on AWS.
AWS. And how long have you been doing this type of work?
Since 2010 is when I started on
2010.
AWS. Yeah.
Okay. So that is a very long time given our ecosystem here in technology. I think you qualify for early adopter status. So I'm sitting next to an early adopter, friends. Okay. We're going to talk about machine learning. And is it okay if I start with my impressions of what machine learning is? Okay. So this is what it is in my mind. So picture a big classroom, the old wooden desks, and there are about 200 somewhat small robots, about 2 feet tall. They're sitting in their little chair. And for the most part, Jeff, these robots are doing what their human overlord is commanding them to do. And there is this odd feeling of it's like a sinister vibe that's going on in this big, massive classroom. Like that is machine learning, is it not?
That's probably a good perception of what most people who don't understand machine learning believe it to be, but
right.
It's really much simpler and less sinister than that.
Okay, well, give us your definition. What do you got?
So I'm going to quote Yufeng Guo, who's with Google here. He's got about the best concise definition I've heard of machine learning. It sounds like an oversimplification, but it's actually dead on. It's using data to answer questions.
I'm going to underscore that. That's really good. Using data to answer questions. I love that. Now, my next question before we get on to talking about the salespeople in this industry. So Jeff, why is everyone talking about machine learning now? Like why not 4 years ago? Why not 5 years ago? What happened from a technology perspective that made this the it topic right now in 2019?
Sure. Some of it has to do with the tools getting to a place of maturity, but the most of it has to do with the fact that we are just because of the evolution of the internet, the evolution of mobile devices, and now the evolution of cloud, we're just inundated with data. Data is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so businesses are increasingly seeing the value of how do I look at that data and extract business value, business intelligence from it. And so that's really driving the conversation.
Got it. So I mean, some advanced tools, but then the proliferation of data itself. Yeah, got
absolutely.
It. So then my last question here is around the sales professionals. So Jeff, a lot of sales reps tune into Pigeon TV. You know, there's an estimated 100,000 sales reps in the larger IT channel. That's a lot of folks. Yep. A lot of them are tuning into this. What is your advice for them with a topic that can get very technical,
sure,
like machine learning? What should a sales rep understand and be able to articulate when it comes to this topic?
Sure. I think it's important that the sales rep stay in the business conversation.
Okay.
Don't get drawn into the technical conversation at first. It'll get there. But again, if we're using data to answer questions, then we need to find out what the questions are, right? So what are the business pain points? What are the technical or non-technical? What are the pain points that the business is facing today? What are the questions that, if answered, could solve those pain points? And then what's the data that we have around that? Because that data becomes our input for machine learning. So it starts with a business office conversation about pain points, and it ends with, after the machine learning is done, with business value. But the technical stuff in the middle, we'll get to that. But if you're a sales rep, stay focused on what are the pain points and what are the questions we can answer.
It's a great point. Friends, the conversation will always get very technical. So underscore what Jeff said, if you're a sales rep out there, I encourage you to fight the urge to get too technical too quickly with this conversation. Understand the business pain points, and then through your curiosity, understand what questions, if answered, could actually drive value.
Absolutely.
For that business. All right, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, friends, stay tuned for the next episode where Jeff and I talk through a couple of companies that are doing amazing things in the world of machine learning today. Godspeed.
Great to connect with Phil Wilhelm of Pigeon TV today. Quite simply, Pigeon TV is obsessed with insight. They believe that insight is different from information. While information is ubiquitous, insight is hard to identify and even harder to articulate. But the team at Pigeon TV believe that the hard work of insight is worth it because insight differentiates. Insight is productive, and Insight is the number one thing the clients, coworkers, and partners of Pigeon TV and subscribers want to experience in 2019. And that concludes our show. Listeners, you can expect to hear more from Phil and Pigeon TV throughout the year as they break down the technology that is shaping our world. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.